This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
To the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, hour number two, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We're at 410 across at the Trop will be the Chicago White Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays, and it'll be a very emotional Saturday over there in memory of the late, great Dave Wills. And then we're going to have an event over here at Ferg's. We did after the celebration of life, and the calls just don't seem the same, but they keep on keeping on. And I think the Rays are basically honoring Dave Wills with this incredible season that's taken place. So we'll talk about that in the last half hour with Ray Kennedy. We'll talk Rays. We'll talk Bolts. We'll talk Bucks draft as that comes up on Thursday. I'm joined by Brad Richardson, of course, our high school guru, and Ben Botham, my right-hand man, each and every Saturday down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Come on down. It's going to be jammed today. There's 21,000 tickets out today.
Wow.
Last night they had almost 20,000 for a Friday night game, which is very unusual. And then tomorrow, so we'll have about 65,000 going through the turnstiles at the Tampa Bay Rays, which last year at this time you would have had about 21,000, 22,000. And that's what success does. People love to get on the bandwagon, and looking forward to following that all season long. It's 17-3, 11-0 at home, and a lot of success. Well, as we like to do, we like to have conversations with the local high schools, and we haven't been blessed to have Dunedin come down, the Falcons, and Brad Richardson put this together for us, and I appreciate you coming down, Coach, and bringing the fellas. I know on a Saturday there's probably a lot of other things you'd prefer to do, but this isn't a bad place, and it's kind of cool to come on down. So you take over, and then I'll ask my usual questions that they won't care for.
Well, guys, obviously it's great to have you here and all that. I'm definitely grateful for Davis for you bringing the guys down here, and we'll get to know them in a minute. So let's go ahead and actually introduce all of them. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Brad, thanks for having us. I'm Davis Kippen. I'm first year at Dunedin. I'm the head coach, and I brought four of my guys with me. I'll let them introduce themselves, but they're some awesome people, and I'm glad they came with us.
I'm Trey Beard. I'm Rock Hilton.
Let's go back. Trey Beard, what position are you, young man?
I play first base, and I also pitch.
Beautiful.
I'm Rock Hilton, and I play third base.
I'm Grace McNeil, and I play outfield.
Jacob Regal, and I play second, and I pitch as well.
Awesome, awesome. All right, so let's get started. First of all, Davis, you just mentioned that this is your first season being the coach of the Dunedin Falcons. Let's just get a little bit of background from you real quick. Take us back to when you were a player and all that, and just your coaching history and all.
So I grew up in upstate New York. I grew up in Syracuse, New York, which is a very different high school experience than down here. Obviously, there's seasons up there. So I played three sports in high school. Baseball was the thing, though. Some things happened where I had to make a few decisions. My players are going to roll their eyes because they hear the story all the time. But I got my high school baseball season taken away. I got diagnosed with cancer my senior year.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So then I ended up going to the one school that kept my scholarship, Southern Wesleyan. I played Division II baseball there for 2 years.
Bravo, man. Bravo.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, so and then we made our way down to Florida, and I started coaching over in Hillsborough County at Armwood High School for a few years. And then I was living in Tarpon Springs, making the drive over to Armwood. Ooh. So I made the jump over to Pinellas County. I was the assistant coach here last year, and then I took over as head coach this year. And during the summers, my coaching experience, I do coach in the Perfect Game College League.
Yes.
Yep. With the Auburn Double A's.
So. Absolutely, yeah. Perfect Game and all of them are definitely well-known, not just in Florida, but all over the country. So now, onto that. You know, it's interesting. I've seen Dunedin play over the years and all, and I've considered that team one of the dynasty teams here in Pinellas County. You hear Dunedin, you know who it is. You know the Falcons, et cetera, et cetera. So when you got this job, obviously, you had to bring your points of view and continue to have a great excellence with this team. What were some of the goals that you wanted to have when you became the head coach?
Yeah, so Dunedin's reputation has been that way for a long time. Everyone knows. And when people hear that I coach at Dunedin, they know the expectation. And that is a lot of pressure on me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that my guys see I was prepared for that. Dunedin's a baseball town. We play on the Blue Jays fields. Everyone, baseball is a very special place in Dunedin. The thing is that while we are a dynasty team, we only have two state championships.
True.
So we've made dozens and dozens of regional finals, and we've won a lot of baseball games in Dunedin, mm-hmm. bringing home the ring at the end of the season.
Yep.
That's only been done twice.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been really, really close a bunch of times. So my expectation is to bring a lot more banners to that gym. With that being said, I want to do it with a lot of good people. And if you see my team, yes, our players are very talented, but they are some really good people.
Yes, like, absolutely.
They're going to be quiet today when you ask them some questions, but let me tell you, they're not.
I'll pull it all over.
They're great people.
That's my job.
Yeah, so going back to that, just having good people in the program helps.
Absolutely.
It's a good place to coach.
So, yeah, I was just going to go through a few things right here. We'll start with Mr. Beard, if he's listening. 297 batting average for the season. And let's just put it this way. I'm going to name a few things off, and I looked this up on Max Preps. 0.46 ERA. Does that sound correct to you, man?
Yes, that sounds correct.
That sounds correct. And, of course,
nice and loud and proud, young man. He should be and loud.
And a Florida Atlantic commit at this time. Tell me, with this season so far, just tell me how you've been doing with it and all that. This is an emotional season for you. It's your final time playing high school ball.
Yeah, so been playing with all these boys for a while now. And last year to really enjoy high school. High school was great time in my life. Had a lot of fun. Just trying to play the game, have fun. My last year in high school with these guys. Last year of hitting, so that batting average is not going to be a problem next year. So
it didn't seem like that big of a problem this year.
Exactly, yeah. All right, so now down to Rock Helton himself, and I'm going to come back to your name a little bit later and all that. So let's see here. The TCC commit himself right there, 258 batting average. Not too shabby at all. I mean, still early season. I mean, just tell me about your, you know.
We're working on it. We are working
on it. Not bad at all.
And it's climbing, and it will continue to climb.
Exactly. So
I like that confidence, Coach.
I mean, just give me the Rock. Come on.
Step it up, brother.
Give me your take on the season so far.
I don't want to sugarcoat the batting average at all. It's not good.
Come on. Always room for improvement. Come on. Always room. But anyway. Yeah,
mentality is good still. I'm still just going up there trying to barrel baseballs, trying to help out my team any way I can. But I'm not trying to get too much in my head about it.
He's got a home run in there, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I do have a home run.
I can't knock that.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
So, well, with the name Rock, you better be Rock.
Yeah, exactly. Come on,
man.
Actually,
for sure.
So,
but, you know, mindset's good. Just really trying to win baseball games and hopefully bring home a ring in May.
Absolutely. Grayson McNeil. Tell me how the season's been, you know, for you. Obviously, playing on this team and all. It's a brotherhood. Tell me about the brotherhood, the camaraderie on this team every time you go into a game.
Being the only junior that's really playing on the team is special. No, I love my seniors, and I know I have another year, but I feel like this is the year to do it. A lot of these guys I've been playing with since Little League, you know, I think that's special about Dunedin, that we've been together for so long, which I think a lot of these schools don't have. But the season's going great. You know, we take those losses, but I feel like it's
really important.
There we go.
Season to feel loss, and it's just going to motivate us to win a state title. So
absolutely. Now to Jacob Regal. Okay, so there's been one thing I really wanted to ask you about this season, and this goes back to one game, the Jesuit game. I tell you what, that I heard about that game, and to this day, it still shocks me how that game went down. For all of us listening, could you please take us through what happened and all that and how you became the hero of that game?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've not always been at Dunedin. This is my first year at Dunedin. I was at Palm Harbor University, and I transferred to Dunedin. So it was definitely a blessing that I was able to come and play with these guys. And being able to get on the stage, like in that stage against Jesuit, and come in and close that game after he threw Jim. It was special, and I ended up walking. I don't even know what inning that was in.
It was the sixth inning.
Sixth inning. I walked, and then had a dirt ball read on second, and then there's a drop third strike, and I advanced to third, and then they had a hidden ball trick, and
they got both of us on the hidden ball.
Yeah. Oh, they go! Oh, wow!
We had no idea the kid had the ball.
Wow! But
the kid was standing on the rubber.
Oh!
When I saw him step on the rubber. I obviously got off the bag because I thought, I mean, I'm able to.
Yeah.
And I feel a tag, and I'm like, "What's going on?
What are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on?" And then I looked down. I saw he had the ball, and they called me out, and
the umpires conferred, and then he stand on the rubber. It's a balk. I mean, it was a risky play that they made, but. I mean, it's the basic rules, and we scored our one and lone run
on a balk.
Which bravo to you for being that perceptive and realizing that a lot of coaches may not have thought that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm desperate for a run.
Yeah, exactly. And you'd be you guys for a
run. You're digging into anything at the back of your mind. What kind of
and you guys and you guys beat one of the top ranked teams in the state of Florida. Bravo to you guys. I just got to say that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I know our batting average was a little low, but these guys were actually on their way to the field to hit. And I said, actually, you have to come to this radio show.
We're going to give you some connection karma.
We'll make sure we're at
and this is archived. All your families can listen to this on RadioSaintPete.com. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I think we can give Rock of all these guys. I can give the bat the worst time and he can take it.
Yeah, for sure. He could take it.
Bring it on.
See, I knew.
Yeah, look at that.
I've said worse.
My kind of guy. Hey, I got to ask my traditional questions, and we'll start with you, Young. And you're so quiet. First of all, I ask this question to everybody, every sport. Got a girlfriend?
Kind of.
That's not a good answer. If she's going to listen, you don't say kind of.
Come on, Trey. Careful.
I'm in baseball season right now. I'm really focused on baseball.
My man, that's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear that, and kind of. Oh, you just screwed yourself. Anyway, and Bravo, I have been watching from afar, and these guys give me information on having a superb senior year, and FAU, great school. I'm sure you're excited about that. You want to do a shout out to anybody at home?
I mean, obviously, shout out my parents. They do a lot for me.
Well, their names, mom and dad.
Denise and Drew Beard. Shout out my boss right now because I'm supposed to be at work right now.
Oh.
Let me come here first. Chris Hoban.
Chris, good man. We appreciate it down here at Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. I've been hearing a lot about this young man. You got to be proud of him. And what's the name of the business? So we'll give him a little plug.
I work at the Sterling Park Driving Range. I work for the city of Dunedin.
Oh, I know where it's at. I've had some balls there before. Yeah, we got a golf show here. Maybe we'll have to talk to him. Yeah. Are you a picker?
Yes, I am. I drive the
You guys car go out there and the try to hit him.
Hard to practice.
Yeah, Rock, you do it? Yeah, I can imagine him. Hey, you working today? I'll be out. And all he does is aim at your car while you're picking.
Yeah, he's not very accurate, though, so. He's lying.
Like lying, okay.
Okay, so you're heading to college. We got the not sure about the girlfriend. You obviously all Rays fans. And any idea what you want to study when you get there?
I want to go into like sports medicine, maybe exercise science. I want to learn more about my body and how to, because I want to play baseball. Like I want to play professional baseball. So I want to learn as much about my body as I can.
Well, superb. I mean, and you can stay off the IL like the staff over at the Rays right now. All right, man. Well, thanks for coming down to join us and Brad lining this up. All right, Rock, it's your turn.
Bum, bum, bum.
Girlfriend?
Yes.
That was a no hesitation.
I told you. That's why our batting averages are so low. I told you, man.
Well, Coach, here's what I typically go there. I say smart man if not, but if this is working, stay focused. Okay. During baseball season,
sir.
This is your last go round at high school, and she'll be there in the summer. You know, after you guys make it to state championship, she'll be there.
She's actually helping me hit right now. She, luckily, my girlfriend's a Division I softball commit, so
wow.
She helped me out.
Wow. Stick with her, pal. So you probably can't hit her.
She puts the tee out and says, "Okay, here's a softball. Her? Here's a baseball."
Can you hit her?
She's not a pitcher.
Oh, I was gonna say that would be a little embarrassing.
If she tried to pitch, she couldn't hit it.
Yeah, kind of. 258's not hitting anything.
Well, all right. You want to do a shout out to anybody at home?
Shout out my parents, Josh and Shay Riley.
You should always start out with mom.
Sorry.
Just remember. Food, clothing, washing clothes. He, you know, kind of like his answer was soft. kind of, sort of have a girlfriend. You're in trouble. You just put dad in front of mom. You can't do that.
Well, shout out Shay and Josh Riley.
There you go. Great job.
They do a lot for me, and I appreciate it.
And you're heading to TCC?
Yeah, Tallahassee Community College.
Congratulations, man. And now the youngster in the gang. And as you said, you kind of become one of these guys and looking up to him, and you're going to miss him. I'm sure senior night, probably even emotional for you because you got to know these cats. So want to do a shout out to anybody at home? Oh, well, wait. I got to back up. Girlfriend?
Do you have a girlfriend?
Oh.
Coach.
It's getting ridiculous. Two for three.
I'm sorry?
I have a good batting average, so.
I honestly think we only have four players with girlfriends, and all four of them came today.
But he's got a good batting average. He's got a nice smile. I like his name. And, yeah. What's her name?
Alexia.
You better do a shout-out to the girl you said you don't know. What's her name?
Trey, I'll give you the mic here.
Her name is Megan.
All right, Megan.
Not many people know about that, so that is a radio announcement.
And make him pay for that, Megan. Make him pay for that. I'm telling you right now. So you did a shout out there. Anybody at home?
My mom and dad, Gail and Spencer.
Beautiful. Yeah, great. Well, have you thought about your plans after you graduate? A little early.
I try not to think about it in the season. It kind of stresses me out. So I just play my game and let the colleges come to me. But I do want to play college baseball.
We're going to find him a really good spot. He's going to get a really good spot.
Absolutely. Wherever I can play and sell. So.
Well, if Coach says you're going to get a good spot, he seems like a man of commitment. You're going to get a good spot.
I trust.
All right. Well, thanks for coming down, young man.
Thank you.
And finally, Mr. Regal.
All right. You ready?
Yes, sir.
You obviously have one. You have a girlfriend?
Yes, sir.
Three for four.
He's been a little blushed over there. And what's this young lady's name?
Alexis.
Seemed like you have a nice young boyfriend here. What's your batting average?
327.
You're doing a great job of not getting in the way.
Stay focused, yeah.
Yeah, stay in focus. Don't change things right now.
Absolutely.
All right. Shout out to the people at home.
Definitely my mom and dad. They do a lot for me. Miss Jen and Ed.
All right. Well, Coach, you brought some really fine young men, and that's a testament to a program that's rich in tradition. They typically attract young men in quality and driven by a guy that's faced adversity in his life. I applaud you, and I think the Dunedin Falcons have a bright future with you at the helm, and you got the governor behind you, for cripe's sakes.
Absolutely.
Who would ever thought they're going to play on a team where the governor actually played, and he won the Little League World Series, Governor DeSantis.
Did you see the post where we gave him one of our jerseys?
Yeah, I did see that.
It was actually Jacob Regal's jersey. Yeah. He doesn't have that jersey.
Man, look at that.
So
when he's president of the United States, you can say, hey, DeSantis is wearing some of my gear when he's hanging around the White House.
Yeah.
Right? How cool is that? So did you guys get to participate in that baseball? Did they invite you when they?
Yeah, we went to the baseball's governor dinner. It was an awesome experience for these guys.
I thought you guys did. Was that one of the coolest things you've ever done?
Awesome.
Yeah, funny story. The Blue Jays, it was all-you-could-eat buffet, and the Blue Jays chef came up to me at the end and said, hey, listen, everyone hasn't eaten yet. You got to tell your guys to slow down. They almost ran out of food. It was true.
Too hungry for that.
I saw piles and piles. They had these little Angus beef sliders that my right fielder took 17 of. But it's okay.
Seriously?
No, I'm not joking.
Wow. Yeah.
Is he a big boy? He's just going to eat a lot.
Big boy.
He's going to be Trey's roommate in college. So
wow.
We'll see.
Bodyguard. All right. All right. Brad, you want to close it down? I want to thank you very much for all of you coming down. Thanks, Coach.
So there's one last thing I want you guys to do right now. Coach Davis, can you hand that to him? And with you two down there, I just want to say that I wanted to see what this would sound like on air. Whenever Mr. Helton gets up to the plate and all that, something is said. I'll say the first few words of this, and I kind of want a little bit of a reaction from you three right here. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Loud and proud.
All right, here we go. I want to rock.
Rock!
There we go.
I love that. I love that. And you guys all seem like friends, too. So you'll be having, trust me, I'm a dinosaur. You'll be having 30th and 40th and 50th anniversaries, reunions with each other, and still remember everything that took place during this time. Am I correct, Coach? That's the beauty of sport, fellas. You're going to have lifelong. You guys will live all over the world, all over the country. You'll have lifelong friendships and memories of this time as Dunedin Falcons. And I assure you, they'll be precious down the road for you. All right, Coach. Thanks very much for bringing the fellas down. Bradley, you got anything else?
Yeah, just got to say, just watching you guys during the Georgia Odyssey tournament and everything like that, it was just an honor to watch that. You two, I tell you what, I mean, on the mound, I mean, I tell you what, dude, you got one heck of a changeup. I'll just say that. And Jacob, just watching you obviously close the games and start the games, fantastic. So all of you guys, it was always an honor watching you guys play and everything. It's always cool, by the way, to come down to TD Park. So I just got to say, I love going.
Nicest high school field in the country. How about that?
Oh, I'm certain.
It's beautiful.
And I had a conversation with Coach Menendez, the Jesuit Tigers, and the other day, and he certainly was speaking your praises, young man. And I respect him. And I know he's your opponent, I have a lot of respect for him and what they've done over that program. They put a lot of, just as you guys have, the bottom line, as you said, is putting the banners up in the gym.
Maybe a few more. Next stop is Fort Myers. We'll be there in a little while.
There you go. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Wonderful conversation brought to you by Body Armor, our supporters of high school sports, and we'll be keeping track of you guys the rest of the season and into the playoffs. You just keep on rocking, young man. All right. We'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
Halftime's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes. With the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Our last half hour here, live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, across from Tropicana Field, where today at 4:10 it'll be the Chicago White Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays. The Chicago White Sox, fresh off a disheartening for them, bottom of the ninth, 2-run shot by Brandon Loud to come back from 7-5 for an 8-7 victory and 11 straight wins at home. And today will be a very special time over there in memory of Dave Wills, and we're going to have a little get together over here at Ferg's afterwards. So it's going to be a great day of baseball. We just had a great day of high school baseball, talking Dunedin and Boca Ciega, the seniors, brought to you by Body Armor. And these next conversations, we've got a half an hour, brought to you by Sea Dogs, Ice Pick Vodka, and of course, Shipyard Beer, all great sponsors, Charlie Brake Iron, Fred Forsley and the gang. And I'm looking forward to expanding that relationship as well. By the way, Brad Richardson, superb job of bringing the Dunedin Falcons down here. And they've got a lot of talent on that team. Ben Botham, how was the week in Seminole baseball before we dive into the pros?
It was a great week. We took, 2 out of 3. We won the week. So I'm pretty happy with the guys of the baseball team. So had no complaints out of us. And we got one more true game before the rankings come out. Yeah. That's against Largo.
Tuesday, the rankings will be out before going into districts. So Monday, of course, they play Largo, and their final game will be against IMG Academy. But did Ben, by the way, happen to tell you about senior night and all that with the Warhawks?
No, he did not.
Oh. I mentioned it with Christian New hitting the
walk. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Run. I mean, great way to end the senior night.
Well, not if you were the guy that was ready to.
We were already. Ready to come up
to the plate. Hey. But now here's the thing, though. St. Pete actually had a solo home run. So, bottom line, I mean, they did get a little on the board. So, you know, to be fair.
Gotcha.
Blown out for a change at Brinkley Field. Exactly. It rarely happens, but the wind was blown out that night.
So, the rankings come out, and that's the seeding, and then we can take a look at what the playoff picture looks like in high school baseball.
Tuesday, the FHSAA will release that stuff, and we'll definitely know. And district lineups of who will play all the way Monday through Thursday.
I was there for the voting on all that stuff.
You were.
I was the lackey there, writing all the names up on the board, counting the votes, doing all the heavy lifting for the district meeting for the, what was it, FHSAA or PC?
Well, the PCAC.
The Coaches Association.
Yeah, the Coaches Association. Yeah. Well, right now, too, with the PCAC game, most likely it's going to be Dunedin versus Hollins for North and South County. So
Ralph Rogers and his gang.
Ralph Rogers and
which is the alma mater of our own Ray Kennedy.
Yes, it is.
Look at this stranger who showed up today.
Yeah, hey,
Hollins,
you got to be careful.
Well, you were there. It's like the Cleveland Indians. Yeah. The Cleveland Indians. Ooh, down
it's perspective. It's where you're at in a moment in time.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. But yeah.
Dixie Smixie.
I played baseball. Yeah, Dixie Hollins. You actually did a lot for integration here in Pinellas County. A long thing, but it was the Rebels. But Kurt Abbott played football and baseball. Of course, Kurt played with the Braves, the Marlins, came up, got to see him play with the championship Marlins. So, yeah, Hollins has a little bit of a history of baseball. I'm good to hear they're doing well. But Seminole's doing great. Went to my first game, Osceola, a couple of weeks ago in a while. I forgot how much fun high school baseball is if you're missing.
You see that good sportsmanship at the end of the game?
Love it.
No, there was not. No,
what, Seminole came, what, senior night?
Seminole versus, well,
I didn't hear this.
Seminole versus Osceola. Osceola walked off the field, didn't shake our hands. They just kind of walked off.
A couple
of people started chirping.
They knew Ben Botham was an assistant coach. I think Ben Botham's
wouldn't want to shake my hand.
Well, I feel bad because there is our association, but I told you there should be a battle for the bridge because there's a competition between Seminole and Osceola, and it goes back to the 80s when I was in high school.
Well,
but that's sad.
Well, and not this year. We took them in almost every sport, I think. Softball split.
You guys, football, though. Hey,
the football game.
But the Warriors were up 20 points. They had, mm-hmm. Two fumbles, punts, a block, and then Seminole played good defense. But Osceola had that game in hand, but you guys did get it. So hats off.
And that was on a Monday. That was a makeup game, too. So
I didn't know that.
And we had the Seminole High School football team on, I think, after that.
Yep. We got to have them on together. It'll be a good show.
We're definitely not going to have Ben Botham around with other high school coaches in the future. We'll get this figured out. He has a reputation as a pitcher at the high school level. Now he's going to get a reputation as a coach.
Mike, I went to Savannah State University. I don't take nothing from D1.
I love it. That's in that attitude. That's that dog in him. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. You could see how somebody who hits 9 batters in one game would be able to go to a D1.
Nine, it was double digits.
I know.
It was double digits.
Hey, right. I was giving you
it's a state record. I just want people to know that. I beat Ben Botham holds the state record in the state of Florida, you know, for baseball. Boom.
But still, it's
he's not going to say what it is.
No, that's not the important part. The important part is I hold the state record.
Oh, that's, yes, that's, I'm so proud of you.
Right. That's his,
I'm so proud of you.
Hey, somebody gave up Barry Bonds 72nd. You know, someone's going to – no, I'm kidding. You're Ben. I love to hear it. Yeah, you're in the books. That's what counts.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in the books, we've got – you know, I was talking about during On the Tee Florida a little bit about – I don't know so much about – we've been sticking with the Tampa Bay theme. Well, you know what? I'm glad we didn't get rid of it,
brother,
because this is Tampa Bay right now. You've got the Lightning in the playoffs against Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. You've got the hottest team in baseball, you know, what, a block and a half from us. You got the Bucks preparing for the draft as they try to improve upon their season.
Yeah.
That's this Thursday. So things are great in Tampa Bay right now, and they're all sports related. So I'm going to turn this over to Ray Kennedy. We'll all just throw our two bits in.
Yeah.
What do you think about the draft on Thursday night? Which direction are the Bucks going to go at 19? And if you were sitting in Light's position, which direction would you go, Jason Light?
Well, big rumor popped up yesterday that the Buccaneers were one of two teams that were looking at possibly trading up and or also looking and inquiring about Trey Lance and the 49ers.
I saw that.
But here's the thing, to go up, if Jason Light with Devin Smith, Devin White already talking next contract, Levante playing in his 37th year, I'm kidding, but great to have him back. But you're going to go middle linebacker, you're going to stay along that defensive line, even if you do trade up. But don't put it past Jason Light to either be using this as a smokescreen to move back when someone else wants to get up to 19 and continue building draft capital and adding to the you know, youngness of this team.
Do you think that this will be – I've been hearing some people that – they think that we're going to try and be a true competitor this year. I really think this should be, in all reality, a rebuilding year. I know it sucks to say,
yeah,
but I mean, we had two really good years there with Tom Brady.
Yeah, historic.
Actually 3 years, right? But you know,
two and a half.
Yeah,
and some real stuff happened.
Yeah,
but let me tell you, Ben, I'm here to burst your bubble on that. Although I agree with you, I agree with most everything you say. Here's the thing: Todd Bowles' defense is still the best defense in the NFC South.
Sure.
Arthur Smith brought in Jonnu Smith to go along with Kyle Pitts. He's building that offense. He hired a bunch of coordinators from New Orleans. The way to beat teams in your division is to mirror your division. And of course, the Panthers draft number one overall now.
True.
Right? So they're going to have to rebuild. Todd Bowles' defense alone automatically puts the Bucks in contention, but you got a new offensive coordinator. I think Kyle Trask is your quarterback starting in 2023, but Baker's also there too. You got a true quarterback competition. It's the kind of thing, my friend, talking about yourself being a player, that can build that locker room cohesiveness and have all 52 backing somebody up, and with that defense, this team could still make a run in 2023.
And I'll be honest with you, I believe in Baker. I
don't have a problem with him.
I like Baker.
I like his moxie, his attitude. I do think that he's a bit smug for someone that does not have the resume at the professional level. Of course, he won the Heisman.
I'm going to give him credit for what he did in with the Browns. Like that's amazing.
That's
what
a good
he
point.
Did.
Because that was a crap show for a minute.
It really was.
Yeah.
Well, how about the Rams when he stepped in?
But the Rams.
When's his first game? I mean, comes in like 6.5 hours. Sean McVay shows him in the dirt how to run three plays. He wins that game. The guy can play.
Sandlot scheme.
What the heck?
Yeah, it was just kind of unfortunate to see how poorly he did with the Panthers. And I don't know if the Panthers
are – that's a dumpster fire.
I'll tell you why.
At that point,
the Panthers were going to be good last year. I really did.
That was Sam Darnold's team. And I'm telling you this. I called that going into last season when they bring in Baker. Of course, Matt Rhule was desperately searching. Matt Rhule's now the coach at Nebraska, I think.
Yep, the right? Chuckers.
But he brought him in. Sam Darnold had a year already in that offense, that defense, which also is scary. Even though they got the number one pick, they still have a good offensive line and a pretty good defense.
The defense isn't bad.
Not bad. But I thought it was Sam Darnold to begin with. They tried to work Baker in there. Now Sam Darnold's out there in the 49ers, and they're talking about him.
They're going to start him.
If Purdy's not playing.
Yeah. And he's going to be their go-to guy.
And Kyle Shanahan's offense, anybody could start. I mean, Mr. Irrelevant. I'm kidding. If you go Josh Brock Purdy, I know Iowa State, right?
Brock Purdy, Iowa State Cyclone. Four-year starter from Gilbert, Arizona. And Kurt Warner.
The narrative. It's the narrative.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I didn't realize they said coming out of college they tested a Purdy. They got these schematics they can test these guys. He tested off the charts for being able to make on-the-moment decisions, being able to work out of plays. So you talk about he wasn't 6'7", didn't come from USC, but that's the kind of quarterback.
And
he worked
factor.
In that. Yeah, but Trey Lance now? John Lynch traded away a future 3 years ago to go up for Trey Lance. That guy's still a dog, and they're going to walk away from him? Someone's going to get a deal.
it's going to be an interesting year in football this year. I really do believe so. I mean, it's the changing of the guard. I mean, yeah. Tom Brady's out. Questions still about Aaron Rodgers. Is he going to want, like,
he's got till the draft to sign, it gets even more messy. There was no sense of urgency. I'm following it because I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. There wasn't a real sense of urgency because he wasn't going to lose any bonus money based on when he arrived in camp. You know, he established that. So that's not an issue. He's the $60 million man, essentially. And the Jets, you know, I pick up the Post every day, and that fan base is just, I mean, they're giddy about it taking place. And you could have seen the handwriting on the wall that this was going to be a delayed process because they laid it out. Yeah. This is going to take place.
Who's got leverage? Okay, the Packers couldn't keep him, right? They got to get the Jordan Love thing going. Zach Wilson just came out of BYU 2 years ago. You can't talk about a narrative. If that defense is ready to go, but is that Wilson, Zach, whatever they saw with that kid last year when he lost himself, he lost that locker room. But again, they were fighting right. You saw this in the beginning because who's got leverage? No one's got leverage. The Packers, the Jets should have said, we'll give you a third round pick and we'll take $20 million of that salary from you.
Well, they're right? Still trying to figure that out because Aaron Rodgers comes out on a podcast and tells them, I'm going to the Jets.
What? He did that on March 15th.
So stupid.
Like,
why do
what
that?
What is he doing?
He does that.
He kind of.
Aaron Rodgers, prima donna. Yeah.
He's out. That's why he's
out in isolation.
You're going to ride with that guy for $60 million?
He's a narcissist.
Ayahuasca, yeah. We're back to the vapes. Sorry,
we're banning players for smoking marijuana. Yeah, come on.
I mean, we won't get into.
He went in the dark. He went in the dark for 4 days.
Remember him sitting in the green room? He goes to 22nd. And he's sitting coming out of Cal. Was it Cal State? Right? Because he was a quarterback.
He came out of Cal Berkeley.
Cal Berkeley, but he was working with the same quarterback coach or coach that made Trent Dilfer, Ted Tedford. But I remember him in the lock, you know, sitting there to the green room till the fell to the Packers, and you got Brett Favre still looking jiggy with it, and you got to take this kid Aaron Rodgers. That's what the Packers are trying to do here. We're going to get Jordan Love. You should have gave Aaron Rodgers a wide receiver some help 2 years ago. You'd have had another championship, possibly in Green Bay.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
Never had any wide receivers.
Terrible move.
At all. But anyway, what about this running back from Texas?
There you go.
There's the kid that the Bucs.
Bijan Johnson. If he's on the board at 19, I don't think a Buccaneers fan. And we love what we got so far. And Keyshawn Vaughn and Rashad White, wide receiver.
Do you think that's a tandem that can carry you into the playoffs?
You got a brand new offensive coordinator that's stressing starting the run to work the pass. You know,
but those aren't proven running backs as far as, you know, number of carries. You don't have playoff Lenny. I think they needed a solid draft pick at the running back position.
You could see that be one of the positions that I said, like the smokescreen. Jason Light moves back to someone who wants to jump up because he's got his eyes on a running back. Keyshawn Vaughn came out of Vanderbilt just 3 years ago. The kid was leading the SEC in rushing, and he grew up right off the campus. They said you'd never be able to go to the school. He showed them all, went to junior college, worked his way up to Vandy, which was his hometown school.
Which is the Ivy League school of the SEC.
And he overcame those odds. The kid had a fumble in Chicago 2 years ago. He could still be a bell cow running back. But then again, Bijan Johnson, does someone else want to jump there? Can the Bucs trade out? That's why the draft is interesting. But like you said, Mike, I know we're getting long in the tooth here. You got
that's what we're supposed to do.
Oh, yeah, brother. Well, you got the Rays across the street, literally 150 yards from the world-famous Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. You got the Lightning playing the Maple Leafs across the bay. It's a Saturday, and it's beautiful here in St. Petersburg in Tampa Bay. Champa Bay.
Well, yeah, and the Lightning and the Leafs, that'll be interesting today. When you take a look at that game, that series, one game apiece, both games are blowouts.
Yeah.
Nobody expected the Bolts on game one to win that easily. And then you thought that the Bolts would put up a bigger fight in game two.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting tonight. Home ice.
Hedman was out the other game, of course, because he took the hit and the injury. You know, they had a suspended player going high in the head. They were trying to set that. We're in Toronto. We're going to set the standstill here. This Lightning team's been around a minute. Two out of three Stanley Cup, Lord Stanley Cup, you know, champions here. This is a big test for them tonight because now it's coming back for home cooking. They already tried to beat Jiggy. We got Hedman skated today in the regular practice jersey. Cernak is still going to be a game time.
He did this morning?
Yes. So you got Hedman coming back. Now, are they just smoke screening that? Like, you know, John Cooper, the lawyer that he was before he became a coach, is he just skating Hedman? We got Hedman back, but we're home tonight. This is a test for the Lightning. They can go down 1-2 and still have a shot, but go up 2-1, they could get control of this series.
We have home games. I mean, what can you say? I mean, Amalie Arena is an unreal place.
We have the best record in the NHL at home.
We're undefeated at home. The Rays are undefeated at home. I'm 11-0 at home, baby. We're protecting that tonight as we tribute to Dave Wilson.
If Raymond James can just be that way this fall.
They will in 2023. I'm telling you, Ben, they're going to win the South. Third consecutive year, first time in franchise history.
You're making that prediction now.
Oh, I said 10-7. I said 10-7. 9-8 could still possibly sneak into division, or 11-6 if the offense is going. If you got a second year Cade Otton, you got Tristan Wirfs, you got an offensive line healthy, you find a running game, and Kyle Trask can come in here and be that
Kyle Trask
guy that he is. Scout out of 789 out of Marble, Texas. I love this kid.
So am I making him in fantasy? Is he the safety? Am I snagging him up?
Stay tuned.
So you're going with Trask the starter.
That's my guy. I'm ride or die with Kyle.
You're going to die.
Can I give you why? Baker Mayfield goes off script. He's a great player going to Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley. He goes off script. You got a brand new offensive coordinator and a conservative Todd Bowles defense. You don't want off script. I want the guy that's learned behind Tom for 2 years to get away. We saw him in Atlanta in a limited play. He backed up. There was no play. He throws it at the offensive lineman's feet. Baker Mayfield will try to run that ball or try to pass it. Kyle will throw it down, live to fight another day. That's
Tom Brady. Gambler versus the conservative Warren Buffett.
May the best guy win.
Well, the best athlete is Baker Mayfield, in my opinion.
If he hasn't got that little pudge he gets sometimes in the front there. But as long as he's not just riding the lawnmower.
He's got to stay thin with all those commercials he does.
Well, he's going to have some.
It's that Hollywood diet, baby.
You're listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We're back here on the porch, and actually it's just kind of a roundtable conversation this last half hour. Had some great nutritional conversation, two high schools in the house, and now we're just kind of giving a little preview of tonight's activities and next Thursday's draft. And we were going to do a live show down here, but it will be Lightning and Maple Leafs. And you do not want to mess with the hockey people. You've noticed that.
You don't want to mess with coaches' bottom line. I've had national people on my show doing a pregame 2 years ago for the Bucks, and Coach came over to me. I love Coach. Mark Ferguson, icon in this community. And he goes, how long are you going to be, Ray? You're at a four top. I need this spot. So I'm like, Coach, I got the professional football player retiree I had in there, got him out, ended the show. Because, hey, Coach lets us do whatever we can down here, having a great time. But sometimes when you got the party going on, you got to let the party happen.
Well, did you just see him walking through just now? He's eyeing it. He said to me today, what time are you going to be done? And I said, my people spend money. And he just walked away.
Coach knows, but yeah.
I said, my people spend money. Don't worry.
Plugging, Mike.
Each and every Saturday.
But I usually do my shows down here on the sidewalk, and I'll go. I might do a post after if I get up. My wife can let me stay for a few minutes, but it's been crazy. It's been fun. The crowds have been up, and like I told you, Ben, before we went on, is it going to last? No. The American League East is still so close. We're not even pulling away, but yet enjoy these moments. Enjoy a run between Maris and you know, for 62. Aaron Judge. Well, I'm just saying, enjoy these times. Enjoy this beginning, undefeated at home. It could end today, but it's still enjoy these times. It's fun.
I got to ask Ben Botham, this baseball Ben Botham. So, you know, the explosion of this offense for the Rays and the changes in baseball. Do you think the changes have had that much of an impact? I don't.
I think they have, Mike.
With the Rays?
You got to think who they're facing, at least.
Well, there's no doubt about that. But if you take a look at these teams that they beat, the Tigers, they're not as soft as I thought. They beat Houston, or maybe Houston isn't as good this year as we thought. They're getting off to a slow start. But these teams that beat us have all had significant wins that we beat up on. So, you know, it is MLB.
It is Major League Baseball.
You know, the A's are soft. But of course, they're looking at that new ground they just bought in Vegas. And
Mike, I got a couple words about the A's. I'll be 100% honest with you.
Well, why don't you give us I'm sure it's going to be more than a couple.
So the Rays and the A's, there's parallel between the two of those guys. We were talking about leaving St. Petersburg, going to Tampa. Hate that. The A's have been doing the exact same thing for a while, playing both sides, playing Tampa, playing St. Petersburg. The A's have been doing that. They've been playing both sides of the table there. They're playing Las Vegas. They're playing Oakland. They're using Oakland as a bargaining chip. And you know what? They finally got what they wanted.
Well, I was going to say, they did get what they wanted. I have a good friend from my hometown that's a realtor in Vegas. And the money they plunked down on this huge area is non-refundable.
Yep.
So it's a done deal.
It's a $1 billion, 35,000-seat stadium that they've got. 49 acres from Red Rock Casinos, which I think, first of all, that's another thing I've been talking about for a while. How is Major League Baseball in bed with gambling company.
Stop.
Come on, Benny.
The suspension of the six players yesterday, I'm looking into it. You know, the NFL owners approved last month to start building, and they already have them into the stadium where the Super Bowl is this year. They're building the sports books on the stadium. The only rule is you can't access it from within the stadium. So you're putting those on. And you knew Vegas was going to get a team. I'm glad it's the A's and not the Rays. Of course, I knew there was a way to build this stadium, but I see you, Ben. I agree 100%.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Currently, before they announced that, they were still in discussions with the city of Oakland to build the stadium. Yeah. The city of Oakland raised more money than what the A's were asking for. It was $300 and some odd million they raised.
You see what Mark Davis said too? Mark Davis, the owner of Davis' son, he's like, yeah. Oh, to heck with you. I will not play nice because it was Oakland's fault that he says, of course he uses it, you know, hindsight 2020, or we can all change the history books. Mm-hmm. He says it was Oakland's refusal to get a new stadium in Oakland, Alameda County, that disallowed the Raiders from staying there and forcing them to move to where the money is. Yep. But come on, follow them.
Follow the money.
Always says it's the John Fisher's group. He took ownership in 2005, and before he got there, the average attendance was 27,000 fans, 19th in baseball. Then it dropped.
Now
it's one of the lowest in baseball. In 2002, opening day payroll was $39.7 million. Today it's $32.5 million.
Wow, that's his payroll.
He's done nothing but cut prices, and you know what? He doubled season ticket passes. He also took a team from when he bought it. It was $180 million. Today it's worth $1.18 billion.
In Vegas, it's worth $3.2 billion overnight.
Ridiculous. This guy had no intention on staying in Oakland. He's a scumbag, and he's like a lot of
these. Good point, Ben. I didn't thought about that, but I feel it. I see
ridiculous. He didn't want to stay in
Oakland.
He didn't want to deal with the crime, with all the environmental stuff that they have to do to build a new stadium. He just wanted his money. He was going to sell the team, I guarantee you, once they get it built.
I'm not a huge NHL guy. This time of year, I do get involved. But one of the facts that they got yesterday, we were talking about injuries with the Lightning. And from an injury report perspective, you can play games, as John Cooper, the former attorney, does.
Yeah.
You can play games with your report
and still
play poker.
Yeah.
That's the only sport.
Isn't that crazy?
Because the NFL, you got to put them on there. And that's all for gambling purposes. And I can't remember.
Quick thought on that. The NFL players can gamble on any of the other sports. They can gamble on any of the sports, but just not from the facility. The players that got suspended indefinitely from the Lions, they were gambling on NFL from the facility. The other three or four players that only got six games, they were gambling on other sports, but from the facility. And yet you're still building sports books on the facility.
It's hypocrisy.
Didn't we learn anything from Pete Rose?
Wait, I say put in the hall.
I know we've had this discussion.
In Major League Baseball.
I say put him in the hall.
Absolutely, yeah.
I've been a hypocrisy. Saying – Major League Baseball should not put Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame because he broke the cardinal rule of baseball. But if baseball wants to put sports books right there, advertise it on the mound.
See how you wrap that, Ben? You see how you wrap that? Because you opened with the baseball getting in bed with the gambling.
How are you going to tell me that Pete Rose can't go into the Hall of Fame then?
But it can. It's hypocrisy at its finest.
Everything out the window.
It's across the sports world.
Yes.
But now the NHL guys are saying, we have got to get in bed with sports gambling.
They're all going.
We're forced to.
It's a billion, trillion dollars. I did a post on Facebook yesterday, and I went to say billions, and I went, time out. It's time to start thinking of this toward trillions, and think about it. The thing about it is put the Manning boys on the TV with the commercial with 800 number four, and you have a problem. The truth of the matter is not everybody's a good professional gambler. You're going to have some college funds getting raided. You're going to have mortgages getting missed. You're going to have some families possibly, God, I hate to think of a child losing in dinner because dad was trying to carry a parlay.
Possibly it happens.
We're bringing out the underprivileged communities to the baseball stadium.
And the sports teams themselves are making nut on this. Is what kills me is because you're damaging the integrity of the game across all facets. But are we agreeing to that in this day and age? 2023? No.
They have to do something. They have to. There's no way.
It's never going backwards, Ben.
I can't put that genie in a bottle.
But how does Congress?
It's kind of like NIL.
Congress does an investigation on steroid use in baseball, but they're not going to do an investigation on sports gambling.
Well, they do steroid again now, but they got COVID, and that's political enough. Oh, I had to drop it. I'm sorry. Yeah. Welcome to the Tampa Safety Sports Connect.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny you mentioned that real quick.
I'll never have Rayon again.
I mean, think about this for just a second. You know, Congress and all that. FTX.
Okay, they own what was the stadium and all that they own?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, imagine. I think that name is going to go away very, very.
That got for heels.
It's gone.
That's you can't, we do
it's
not
in the
mention.
Rearview mirror.
You do not mention that. So yeah,
it's in the rearview mirror.
What happened there?
So do you think the Oakland Athletics changed their name? Maybe the Oakland Aces, or not Oakland, but Las Vegas Aces.
That's just,
there is some there is some trouble though with that. That is a WNBA team name.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But yes. You know, a lot of people have been throwing that around. Do they keep? The Oakland A's.
Keep the A's.
Yeah.
Do you know
how to keep the A's?
They've been the A's since they were in Philadelphia.
Did you know that?
And Kansas City.
And Kansas City, too.
Kansas City Athletics.
The Rays get incepted in 97.
Ricky Anderson played for the Kansas City Athletics.
Yes, he did. The Rays get incepted in 97. Vince Namoli, he wanted to initially use the name Stingrays. And Stingrays would have been awesome, of course.
I still love the Devil Rays.
Yeah, Devil Rays.
I'm okay with Devil Rays, but I'll be honest. And not just as a good Catholic boy, but the moment I came out of it, I'm like, Devil Rays? I mean, you can't. He got the New Jersey Devils.
No. Catholic boy. I never thought Devil.
Well, no, but Stingrays.
Stingrays.
I'd never. Hey, I'm from Tampa. I grew up in the bays of the water. I've been swimming in the Intercoastal since I'm 6 months old. I had to look up what a Devil Ray was. I know what a Stingray was. Namoli didn't want to pay $25,000 for the rights to that name. And, of course, we went with Devil Rays, which is great because we wear it every Friday, and we love our name. We love our history. That's what this is all about. But, yeah, at the end of the
day, we don't love it as much as the $6 beers now and the $10 seats on Fridays.
Not here at the world-famous Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Did you hear about the new seats that they're putting into place? $49 for the what was it called? The Rays – where was it?
SRO, standing room only seats.
Yeah. No, $49 tickets for the Randy what was it?
A Rose Arena fanny pack night?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
That's the fanny pack was last night, but Randy's got like a thing. You know, I went on the line yesterday because I was like, Tristan and I are going to be down here. Let me buy tickets for today's game, tomorrow's game, or even the three games.
Pull out.
Yeah. I had to slide it all the way up to $65 a ticket so I could find two together. That's good because that means more and more people are finding out how great it is here in the Berg, how great it is down here and joining this Rays team. Let's keep them here. Let's build that stadium.
Yeah, absolutely. I found it here. $49. Randy Land. 141, $49 includes a t-shirt and a free beer every time he hits a home run.
It's a thing.
Are you kidding me?
It's a thing.
Randy Land, baby.
It's a thing. Enjoy it. Land.
This is what the Oakland A's should have been doing to get people into the stands. This is amazing.
But they didn't want to because they wanted to go to Vegas for the millions.
I was worried they were going to do that over here with the Rays. They kicked it into shape. Because
they had a new stadium. Well, Ben, because they had financial 80% or 50% of the development rights for that meant the owner of this Rays team already had a way to make good money moving forward. Otherwise, they would be the devil of Vegas Rays.
I'm Mr. Optimism this year.
Love it.
You can give me I'm so happy.
This is a new Botham.
I'm going to ask Allie. She picked up Mr. Optimism, man. Ben Botham.
Hey, I'm happy. We got a new stadium coming.
I'm going to save this one, and I'm going to play it every time. And now, my man, Ben Botham, baseball.
Barring our all-star.
I'm happy now. You've never heard that out of his mouth.
No, I haven't. I love it.
There's one aspect. That's the all-star trainer that we have. Very worried. Get rid of him. He's bad. We already have a guy getting Tommy John. Not good.
Brother, hey, the Rays play on the fringes. It's why they got a $70 million team and are constantly in the AL East. They go with some questionable arms with some, you know, the way they throw the pitches.
Yep.
I get that, but you're right. I mean, there is that question because we continually see it. Of course, Eflin's back tomorrow. That's going to be big.
All right, fellas. Well, we got a minute, so I got to wind things down. Been a great show, great balance.
Scott McClanahan today on the bump.
Sugar Shane. Come on down, and it's, of course, Dave Will. So for Boomer Products, Raleigh and Bob, Boca Ciega Baseball, the seniors, I appreciate that. The Dunedin Falcons Baseball, Ray Kennedy, Ben Botham, Joe Boudreau, Brad Richardson, Big Ed and Matt on the controls. I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Wishing you and your families a fabulous weekend. God bless you. God bless America. God bless Dave Wills. And as always, be sure to have a championship week.